Today, we're going to talk about how church leaders ought to discern what is best and be faithful in their duties. So when you look at the topic, you may look at, I'm not in the leaders. Then why is it relevant to me? But firstly, when I... So I would like to share this so that you can know the duties of the leaders and the challenges they face, so that you can be in the same heart as them. I also hope that you can also grow to become leader and be cell group leaders and lead in certain ministries. I hope everyone will receive more grace. So I want to start with this premise. When we talk about church leadership, so we must ask, who is the one who built the church? But Jesus said, I will build my church. So no one can build his church using with their own wits and experience. But you must also know that the church is built by, although God is building the church, He does it through men. So you can see God through David ruled the nation of Israel, and through Moses lead the Israelites. And then through history, you see very faithful servants like the church fathers and many servants of God. But we cannot say, if I just obey God, I don't obey man. And when if you come across a leader who does not do what he's happy with, and then the sheep will be attacked. So when we look at, you must see the perseverance of God. We see the seven churches in Revelation. So there is a like Thyatira church, and you allow people to eat the food offered to idols and Sardis. You are alive, but you are actually dead. Many of you, you don't have evidence of being born again amongst you. When God is rebuking the church this way, but God also show her compassion so that they can come to repentance. So of course the church, so although there's a lot of imperfection to the church, but God does not destroy the church immediately, but God always gives them space and time to turn back. So do we need to be reformed? So yesterday we talked about reform training class, we talked about this. Church leaders, so they have huge responsibility because they are called by God to lead the sheep. The overseers, they must be vigilant, they must be faithful. Whether the church is strong or weak, it has to do with the leader. When King David is the king, or when Saul is the king, what is the difference? So in every era, God will surely raise those who is after His heart to lead the church. There are no systems that can replace a good leader. A system may be flawed, but if a leader has righteousness and has wisdom, this it can still be led properly. But you see that the systems may be good, but the leader is evil, or he's corrupted. He will pervert the system. He may not do things according to the system. Some leaders are timid, and they are not willing to go above the system to help those people who need it. So when you see that we want to provide help for the needy in as a nation, but when you see that the people who really have great need, even in the system, so above the system, there are leaders. So if they in certain situation, so there are some exceptions that can be made for certain people. They must have this perspective. They must have this decisiveness. They must know the will of God. So in churches, we don't see many. Most of the leaders are not evil, but they have certain flaws. So some leaders, they only look at a big direction, but they do not intimately know the sheep and understand the problems on the ground. Some, they like to dwell in the problems and look at very small things and just maintain the status quo, but not to look at things holistically and not have a vision. So a church leader, the quality of church leader is very important. When we talk about the quality of the leaders, it is not based on whether he has the wisdom of people of the world. Does he know the attributes of God and fear God? Such a leader, he is willing to, in his mistakes, he is willing to turn back and able to go back to God. David, the biggest difference between David and Saul is that, so David, after David is rebuked, he repented. But Saul refused to repent. This is something we need to judge first. This is the big premise. There is a very important duty. He needs to make decision. A person who refused to make decision, he's not a leader. So the parents have to make decisions and children don't need to make decisions. When Moses led the Israelites, there are many decisions. He needs to judge. When he leads, he needs to judge. When he needs to camp and when he needs to set off. So there are many complicated things like administration and shepherding, and they're very complicated interpersonal relationship. This is a decision. So, what to do and who is doing it? All these decisions, does it come with stress? So when you want to make this kind of decision, there is stress. So Israelites, they just grumble. So Moses needs to pray, he needs to judge. So what needs to, those who needs to be rebuilt, needs to be rebuilt. So those people who needs to make decision, they need to make decision. But where's the stress? Because your decision will affect many people. And when you make a decision, not everybody will agree with you. So there's a lot. They let the problems. So although they are very faithful, but if you do everything, but you do not make a decision, you in a critical time you did not speak. That is not doing his duty, fulfilling his duty. So, if you want to bring a child, where do you put your children? Who is the teachers? So teachers, do you have all these things? all these decisions need to be made. We may need to move. What happened? I have not thought about it. So even shepherding, when a person looks for you, I might have a problem in this area. You always ask them to pray. You must help him to judge the situation and give him a direction of prayer. But when you want to do this, so of course there's stress. What if I say wrongly? So when you make decision, you must be able to discern what is best. Discern what is best. So before making decision, you need to discern what is best. So the good, pleasing and perfect will of God. So you have a duty to discern what is best if you are a leader. If you are a overseer, deacon, if you are a cell group leader, if you are IC for the ministry, so even if you just lead or one or two person, you must know, you must discern what is best. I don't really think so much, but you'll be forced. You must be able to discern how to spend the money. What's the position when you have people with conflict? So there is bigger responsibility for leaders to discern what is best. You need to discern what is best. You make decision, you affect many people. If people disagree and cannot understand, you still need to explain. Why do we need to do this? Why not the other way? Some people are very good. But whatever the leader say, you do. That's because there's no problems here. So, don't say too early. Don't say too early that you will surely submit. We need to explain. Why do you do this? You must... Some people want to do it quickly, and then you may hurt some others. So there is a lot. It's the leader cannot just do everything himself. He needs rally everybody to do work towards something. We see things, but there are many complicated things in the church. If there are two, if there's a misunderstanding between two person, what is? So if this person, he's not wrong. Then if he's hurt, he'll leave. After, even if they don't leave. And he will doubt the authority of the leader. So this is a real stress. So who wants their sheep to be hurt? So who would like that when you make a decision, people leave after your decision? So my response is to leave. This is a real thing. What people? We see. So church want to buy things, $5, $10. So who make the decision? So when I church building fund, there's a stress. When I told my co-workers, collect money. Oh, what's the stress? There's a lot of stress. You want everyone to pray hundreds and thousands. They are not very... You must give a budget. Okay. You must have quotation. You combine all of them. After that, you need to calculate. This is a and the trust they have towards the church. All this, when you think about it, it's very stressed. So as a leader, you cannot just be faithful. You must have insight. I like to, when you become a leader, you need to take this Bible which you read every day. You need to apply it. The wisdom, there's all kinds of insights, so that we can be someone who is blameless and discern what is best. So I tell you a very practical problem. So how many leaders have such a complete wisdom and love? If we are not perfect, so how much can the people under the leadership, how much can they demand? How much can they expect? When the leaders are not perfect, when they're doing things, love and time, and their strength, what do you see? If those people who are following that do not understand, they criticize, so how would the leaders have space to learn? So they just react. Because we have limitations of our strength and our mental capacity, there's a lot of overwhelming demands. So some church, when they have more people, so they may don't need so many people to come. So where is the if you don't engage people, if you don't share the gospel, you don't put them in a cell group and shepherd them, what's the point of reading the Bible? What's the point of all these things? So, brothers and sisters, you study the Bible, yes. You must have wisdom from it. In our limited time and strength, we have pressure. So when I was in a previous church, there was a preacher. He's from a military. So when you can give commands, like if you are in the military, if you in the church, can you do that? If you want to be louder, why are you scolding me? You are louder. You speak very loud. So people will feel like they are scolding them. The sheep are. He likes to arrange the chairs when we. So sometimes the chairs are. So they shouted at the choir because he has arranged the chairs properly, and then because during the. So from that time, nobody in our hearts, we start to. When you react in flesh, this impression goes into it. If a leader, I don't know whether maybe we did not consider his situation, but if you are pressured until you react in flesh, so your impression. It's not good for the whose wrong is that? But both parties. But we do not know where we lack. So we always have. I want it now. I want what I want, and I want it now. This is not mature leaders and immature congregation. Some when leaders see this, how when you come with flesh, it's also not mature. Okay. So there are a few key points that we want to share with everyone. So let's look at Acts chapter 20, verse 25. So that what he told the Ephesian church. So he knows that he's going to be his words to his and he's going to be persecuted. Now I know that none of you among whom I've gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I'm innocent of the blood of any of you. I have taught. So if you do not preach properly, the blood is on you, because for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. You cannot. If you, everyone wants to be liked, who wants to say words of rebuke? But leader must be able to say, if I don't make a stand, if a person doesn't change, there are more people who be hurt. He has to set the example. Keep watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. So you need to keep watch over yourself. And also keep watch because of the flock. Keep watch. So don't put yourself into a position where you lose your discernment. Keep watch over yourself and all the flock. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. So there will be savage wolves. They will try all means. Do you have this? So have it's like wolves. Those people who do not cherish the sheep, they want to eat the sheep. They do not want to harm the sheep because they don't have the hired hand. So in the church, there are many hired hand. They are just hired hand. We do not want people to serve the church. If you saw a person serve in the ministry, what happens? So you need to desire good works. After you receive grace, the more you receive, the more you give. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. They want people to follow them. They want fame. They want approvals of men. They do not want the approval of God. Nobody says, I want the praise of men. They want you to listen to him. If a person used the word of God for you to obey him, but it doesn't, so it doesn't bring you to God, but bring you to him. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years, I never stopped warning each of you, night and day with tears. You need to warn for 3 years. It's not a few days. Spiritual things you forget. If you remember the steak you ate last year, you can still remember. But spiritual things, we will forget things, the most important things. Things are concerning my soul. So Paul is with tears. So you must see what I'm very concerned about. Now I commit you to God and to the great word of His grace. Which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. When you are a Christian, we are supposed to receive inheritance with you must receive inheritance after you serve together and receive inheritance. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourself know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Full-time, those people who do the work of God. That's hard work. Full-timers and also those serving, they will have hard work. The more you put in the hard work, the more you have sacrificed for the church, you will love the church even more. What I've said is not empty words. I've put in this sacrifice, what do I want to receive? It is more blessed to give than to receive. Church leaders, whether you are pastor, elder, deacon, ministry lead, what do you know as the foremost your identity? What is the most important identity? I'm a ministry leader. I'm a Bible teacher. I like to explain. I'm a teacher. I tell everyone. You have to be a shepherd. You need to know and recognize yourself as a shepherd. No matter whether you are a theologian, whether you are a professor, you are a shepherd first and foremost. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, a true shepherd, sacrifice for his sheep. In 3 times, he told Peter, feed my sheep, 3 times. Peter says, I love you. Peter gave him so many things, but he said, most important thing, you are a shepherd. You must know that you are a shepherd. You must be a shepherd. So sometimes we may enjoy being a teacher. We like to do the administration of the church well. You may not be a shepherd. A shepherd knows his sheep. Knows what they need to eat, how they need to be taken care of, how if he's hurt, how long it takes to recover, how in his weakness, how to make him strong. The one who laid his life for the sheep. This one whose eyes are on the sheep. So, God did not call teachers or administrators. No matter what you do, your identity, if it's a, even if it's just two person, even if it's just two person, maybe you lead them in ministry to arrange the chairs, simple things like ushering, but you are a shepherd. I care for their life. If you have such an attitude, it's different. Then you will be right. Then, isn't the teaching and administration not important, is it? But you must remember, when you, after you are a shepherd, I need to feed the sheep. I need to lay down my life for the sheep and feed them. How? You need milk and grass. I need to use the word of God to help the person. I need to teach them properly. This is where it's connected. So you can lay down your life, but ultimately you need to give them the word of God. But you have an identity and a mindset of a shepherd. Then you know what the sheep needs. And then go back to the word. So Paul said he has given them the gospel of the kingdom of God. Kingdom preaching, he has been preaching the kingdom, something about eternity, about his soul. It's not just for you to have prosperity on earth. It has to do with the health of your soul. So you know that things of God. So when you hand over your sovereignty to the king, So up to a point, if the church is not preaching the kingdom of the king, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, then many believers do not know whether they are saved because they have never heard the real gospel. Your assurance comes from your, if you don't hear the gospel, you will not know the way of God. So all healing comes from in your soul, you encounter the word, encounter God. It's not just enjoying all the riches on the earth. So if you don't have the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, you will not know what is the false gospel. You need to know what is real so that you know what is false. When you don't have the gospel of the kingdom, so they belong to this kingdom. You know, the message of grace. So it can sustain you. Message of grace. Word of His grace. So Paul said, I commit you to God and the word of His grace. There's comfort, there's compassion. So there's compassion, there's mercy. God has grace for us in the service. Set your eyes on the kingdom above so that you have been comforted in the Son. When you hear a sermon, these two feelings must come into, and you have heard the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. after you become a shepherd, then you know the word of God is important. The word, the Bible is important. If you are not a shepherd, you only like the enlightenment in the Bible. You like to look at the philosophy, the history. There's a lot of mysteries in it, secrets. When you say all this, because a person, you do not, if you love the Lord, you love His sheep. You must differentiate this. So the shepherd is the most important thing. After I start leading a church, I realized, I thank God. God gave me the identity, a life of a shepherd first. This order is very important. So does the word of God make you love everyone? Because are you a shepherd? When you serve in the church, when I keep teaching them, I need practical in the serving. You need to make it come to life through serving. When serving comes, then people will need to co-work. Things become complicated. Have you cleaned the chairs? All these are simple. Have you washed the toilet? All this will come. So the clock. So nobody will care, even the water overflows from the toilet. So when do you be? So a lot of things will happen. Then you realize that you need to concern about teaching and the administration from a heart of a shepherd. The order is very important. It's not that I like to do things. I need to talk about a very practical thing. So, where is the gap? The gap is in the, because the leader, the shepherd, is limited. I put it this way. Some people ask, if a spiritual person, should they have a competency, they have a management skills? Daniel, spiritual person, he's wiser, 10 times wiser than the rest. Are we like that? We like to ask our questions. If we have, we don't need many Daniels, just one. The reality, if you look at, you have been in the church for 10 years, so you'll see that leaders are very limited in many places. A church, the shepherd of a church, is not the CEO or manager of a company. A CEO or manager is hired because they have some qualities, some experience, some competencies. But when you choose a church leader, do you look at whether elder or deacons? So you have to see that they have they love the sheep, they love the word of God, they obey God. Such a No matter how good they are, if they are, so even a minister of our country cannot just come here and say, I can be the leader of the church. So this is something obvious. So you must be sober-minded. So of course they become a leader. Then they start to learn. You must first know he came because of his spiritual position, and then when things are, when he needs to make decision, when he needs to conceptualize and manage people, then they, some learn very quickly, some will learn quite slowly. Is it possible? So there are many situations. So some brothers and sisters, they can learn very quickly. So they have some, maybe they have some experience. They have people they, so there are some wisdom in the world. So managing people, doing things, dealing with, and being under, being having empathy, he has learned a lot in the world. When he comes to a church, maybe he's not so spiritual, but he can see the gaps of the church. You will ask, so is it someone who start being spiritual and then start to learn management and then start to grasp all these things? They may not grasp very quickly. And those who, but do that, there will be a difference. Why this person so spiritual? He's not like Daniel. We may say this kind of things. The gifts and talents that God has given to everyone is based, is dependent on God. So there are many gifts. The Bible tells us that. So if no management skills, want to manage others, you need to help using your gifts, use your conceptualization to help this leader so that he can learn very quickly. So that you can have a very, this imperfection is there because the starting point is different. We all expect the leaders to be Joseph than Daniel. I'm telling you about the process. You must preserve the heart of unity. So, how this is how the Holy Spirit leads. So maybe the leaders may not have as good management skills as, but he has more faith, he has more spiritual, and when the church has a problem, he's willing to sacrifice. And but you have a competency, you can use your skills so that he can grow and give all glory to God. Support the leader so that. So when I look at co-workers, we also know their limitations. I need to balance all these things. And then equip them. Just do. How do you explain to people? Why should you do it this way? So that they will increase in wisdom and insight. So that he knows to apply what's in the Bible. So, you must humble. when we know that we are limited, you must be willing to learn. If some suggestions, if it's reasonable, humbly receive and then learn. But if you think it's not possible, and then reasonably tell him that why it cannot be done this way. This is the responsibility of the leader. I do not expect the leader to know everything, because explanation is a form of love. It's a form of love. If you people don't understand you, but you can explain, you endure. So we are always trying to prove ourselves. So the congregation also give them a stress. You are spiritual, you should know all these things. The more he wants to prove, the more that he wants to prove. Actually, so sometimes we have blind spots, but because there's this stress, this accusation voice, and then defend themselves. So both have given a foothold to the devil. You think about this. We are living, there's an enemy accusing us day and night. Words between, right? Everyone will have a grumbling, demanding. If we cannot guard our hearts, so you must think of all these things. I tell you a reality. So pray so that we know, and then we can pray together. There are many people with gifts and talent. So sometimes I delegate the work. If you tell me it's not possible, I would rethink some of these things. So may God help us all. So we talk about leaders. It's very important to discern what is best. What's the challenges of trying to discern what is best? It's to find a balance. As a leader, you must love others. Because God is love, we are shepherd. But you have a duty. How to balance love and duty? So my mom and my children, there's no stress. But when I look at my child, there's a stress. If your child is disobedient, so the grandparents just come and feed them. There's a lot of love. But because we are the parents, we have more extra stress. We don't want to spoil the relationship with the child. You want them to learn. There's a duty. So this, to balance this, is very stressful. Which one is important? Just love. Love is important. Love must follow duty. When the leader loves the brothers and sisters and love one another, the heart-to-heart talk is different. I have a duty. When I think of I need to teach, I cannot avoid saying certain things. I need to say something. I need to encourage. sometimes. So someone slandered the church. We must have a position. If you say this is not fair. You need to have warning. The church words to defend the what? The defense the words that defend the church. There's a duty. Because of the duty comes first. I'm an overseer of the church. So administration, how do you do this? How do you spend money? How do you steward the finances? If you, I think Elder Wen Kang, he spends the most in the church. All these big items. People will ask him, why buy this, not the other one? Why this, not that? He has a lot of explanation. Buy already, no use, never mind. Carousell, sell on Carousell. So sometimes really no choice, buy wrongly, and then what happens? And he has to be responsible for the church. Some people need to lead because of your duty. So so admonishment. I do not. I think very carefully before I rebuke. You when you write letter, I write email to message. I think very carefully what I am trying to say. What is my emphasis? It's not just shoot. You hurt me and then you just shoot others. Just you need to think through what you say. Because you have a duty, you have love. You have speak the truth in love. And using the love to deal with things. If you're not balanced, people will fall. In the company, if in the workplace you can just cut this, if a person has, you can use reward system to incentivize people, but here we do because we desire good works. So my son said, elder is better. So there are people who think that way. You scared of your duty. It's the sheep milk. They give you their milk. Give you their fur and ask them to feed them. So you have to pray for them. How to feed them. This is a mutual relationship. It's a relationship between a shepherd and a sheep. I have been balancing many things. The master leader must be around. The child will not love you, will not grow very. You must be present. Why do we need to be here? If I just focus on one person's problem, 4 or 5 hours, I cannot do it. I need to have a balance. I'm very sorry. So they are cell group leaders. If only very urgent matters, then you look for me. There must be an order. The love must follow duties. I'm here tree service. I'll try to shepherd you. Yeah. So now you say I'm going to leave for care. Some people may think this way. No matter what, I must preach the morning session before I leave, because why do you need to go? Because so many years. So how are they built up? How the church is weak? If the shepherd is not there, it's not possible. So really I struggle. One month, twice, I need to go. I changed their service timing to 5 p.m. so that then two other brothers will also lead, so I can balance this, the local congregation and the missions field. So the hard work, we should not grumble, because it's blessed, more blessed to give than to receive. Why? But we all will receive His grace, then you can give more. You do not force yourself not to grumble, because you have received the grace. You have a heart of debt to the gospel. Oh, a debt to the gospel. When you have a compassion if they have no shepherd, even though 30, 40 people, it's not about the numbers, but people who are willing to gather in the name of God and a church to build up, to affect an area. So pray. This is a area we need to balance. What we can. So the leaders must give constantly, and the congregation to give thanks always. So there are always more demands than supply. So Paul said, so he asked us to honor those who labor among you, to encourage you. We all want to do it. When what happens when there are more demands? So the God's way is really about Taipei, in Taipei. I'm not sure whether some of you heard Taizong's sermon. Sure. In the duty of being a leader, the most is to choose workers. What is difficult? Preaching is difficult. Administration, teaching is, but choosing a worker is the hardest. I need to discern what is best. In the area of choosing a worker, of course, no leader is perfect. Because we do not know their heart. we have our own blind spots. In choosing, so why in such a blessed time and during the early church where there's a Sapphira and Ananias? And then Demas left the world and left. So even Paul, nobody can. We were all judged wrongly. Because we cannot out of fear, and then we do not choose people to work, to serve. And chosen people, and then we commit them to the Lord. So that they can stand before God. So, if we have chosen a worker, this is given to you. If you don't groom the person, do not pray for the person, guide him, it's not right also. The person will become weak. I give you a few principles. Who would I choose workers? Must be faithful to the truth. No matter how personality, how competent he is, only those who obey the truth is a reliable leader. And he's willing to be corrected by the word of God. He must be someone who is faithful to the truth. If a person doesn't like to read the Bible, do not like to listen to the sermon, it's such a leader. If you in China, Taiwan, some people they keep following us, so they are not. They don't have a pure heart. They keep wanting to listen to what they like to hear. So they are focused on me, not on the word of God. I cannot be with you 24/7. People can disappoint you. The joy, you must obey the will of God. Only such a person is good. Who knows whether? So today you might like, but you may not like tomorrow. So the heart is also deceitful. When then a person who pursue the word. The second, someone who loved the church. If you can love the truth, but you may not love the church. They like the enlightenment. Maybe there's a lot of professors in the seminary. They like to teach. You tell a knowledge, impart the knowledge, but if you want to deal with, you need to deal with interpersonal relationship. They just want to teach. When they all go to, they just take turn to. But I cannot criticize. They have their own calling. We train soldiers. We raise preachers so that to lead the church. If a person does not have a lot of burden for the church, he likes to teach theology. At least I teach. He can teach. I will not let him be a shepherd. Do you need to lay down your life? You need to. The wolves. Who is going to scatter the wolves? Jesus said, "Hired hand, they will run away because they do not care about the sheep." So, first, someone who is faithful to the truth, who loves the church. So, those who have gone the test of time and trials, 3-4 years can be zealous, until you put them through some trials and pressure. Not I, because of demands of the ministry, when people come and give him trouble, and he can go through this problem. He will see, people will see also. In this evidence, he can go through trials of time and trials. Then he can be an accepted leader. The common mistake we make is to there's no deacons. No, for 10 years, no deacons. I need to observe them very long and very hard. Not sure what he is. Then I use him. He has a perseverance. Can give them. He's very careful indeed. Is he truthful to the church? To the truth? They love the church. How he reacts in stress? Do you think based on his own benefit or the benefit when people accuse? Does he defend himself? Or we have failed again. So don't worry. Just look to the. So when I have my own flesh and I have more limitations. So we just give thanks, and then look forward to be more like Christ. This person must be able to be led. Some people likes to lead others, but are they willing to be led? So he has many examples. Joshua is such a when Joshua is waiting outside when Moses is speaking to God. He's not like following. He's not like just following. It's not like he's because he wants to draw near to the God that Moses is meeting. Pastor, I want to because you love the God, I also want to draw near to Him. Then the God that you know, you also want to know. He wants to draw near to God. No, I don't want anyone to follow me. Imitate me to imitate Christ. But of course, God used men, a physical person, to live out example. Some people say, these people follow me. If to follow me. If I'm not around, I move to Malaysia. So God has chosen me to lead. I need to be present. My existence, my leadership has to be here. So people will focus on the shepherd. But I need to direct. Don't just come whenever. So I keep saying, because you are going to account to him. I cannot give you crowns on heaven. I will just get my own crowns. So So he desires to. So after Moses is gone. No. How I'm with Moses, I'll be with you. God told Joshua. So there's a Joshua. So give the example of Moses. So let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for giving us this sermon. It's not easy for us to accept. We must we want to preserve the heart of unity so that those who are leading and those who are being led can have one heart so that we can build the church and give glory to God. We give you thanks. Bless the whole church, and through this message, there's many things we need to learn. Let's have grace upon grace. So those who are leading, help them to be faithful and have full of wisdom and to be humble and have love, full of thanksgiving, and for the congregation to have a thanksgiving towards the leaders, and that we all receive inheritance together. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.